I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we were out at 1757 Golf Course, which is a couple hundred yards away from the bubble and where the Commanders train. And we had an awesome opportunity as a show. We have had pretty much every legendary Redskin on our show over the years. And my guess is we've probably talked to Mark Rippon on the phone once.
We have, yeah. We've had him on.
But he, I would say more so than any of the other like icons in organizational history, because he's out in Washington State. He's just not as involved in doing as much stuff. Is a little bit harder of a get. But he was roaming around, and he was really cool, and he sat down with us and did an interview, and it was just great catching up with him. But the name came up in the conversation. This is what he had to say about Commanders when asked if it was growing on him at all.
No, it never will. I never played for the Commanders. I absolutely support the Commanders and what they're doing now, but I never played for them. And, you know, it's just this day and age now that we have to deal with. And I just don't hope they don't lose the fact that we were Redskins, and that's all I played for. That's all I knew, and that's all, you know, we remember. So it's this new thing, and we're going to support these guys because that's the era we're in.
He was not being disrespectful. He said, I'm rooting for the team. We had a great conversation. You can hear the whole thing at thefandc.com, grantanddanny.com/audio. We'll play some clips as the show goes on. He wants them back at RFK and gave some reasons why. He's a big fan of and supporter of Jaden Daniels. But on the name Commanders, is it growing on you? No, and never will.
Yeah, I'm, of course, in lockstep with him on that. But there also is an awkward thing for an organization, right? I mean, think about it to a much lesser degree with the Nationals, right? We haven't trotted out Nationals legend. You know, think of someone that was like Spike Owens, who was great in Montreal, or
Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's
Jose Vidro.
Yeah, it's this weird bit where it's like it was that thing and now it's something else. Expos legend, not really. Nationals legend, you know, you can't really do that.
A little bit different though, because that's it's my Montreal, point. DC, quite literally two different organizations that just have the same lineage. Whereas this is nothing's changed but the name.
Right. And so you know how awkward that could be if they were like, these are Nationals legends, when they never played for the Nationals. Well, imagine you didn't change cities. Imagine it's the same building, the same everything. It's still Ashburn. It's still, you know, out there east of the city, but it's Northwest Stadium now, which I'm sure makes sense. But yeah, how do you handle that? There's no good way to do it.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.